This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, a candid insight into navigating the complexities of modern romance and the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody, and that's the new intro. You know, after 75 takes, you think I could have done a better job.
That was actually two takes taped together.
I thought it was about 75.
We'll have to tweak that a little bit.
Maybe I'll just do it again.
But I do like the music.
Yeah, I like the music a little better, a little more, you know.
A little more upbeat.
Well, a little more
upbeat
bluesy.
Than we are.
You know? That's not true. We're very upbeat.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep drinking. You're even more tolerable.
You don't have to tell me twice. Okay.
Keep drinking, honey. I love you more. Every sip, I was to choke on it. Oh, I just love to see you choke. Yeah. That just tickles my fancy.
Well, I'll tickle your fancy.
I tickled yours last night.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Not wrong with that.
Oh, my God.
So,
well, welcome, everybody. And. Yeah.
Again, thank you for joining us for another podcast. We don't know why you do, but we're grateful.
Just let them live in the dream world, huh?
No,
just let them
fine.
Live in the dream world.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. And, you know, it's amazing. I'm not going to discuss it, but our rankings actually in the health and sexual category.
Right.
We're in the top 20.
It's amazing. And just talking about stuff that we talk about all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Does that make us sex addicts? Oh, topic for another show.
that's a good topic. What defines a sex addict?
Yeah, we do. We talk about sex and all the other intricacies around sex relationships all the time.
Only because we just tell each other, fuck you.
That's
not so much.
That oral sex? Is that what you consider oral sex?
Yeah, that's kind of oral sex.
No,
it's
just
verbal sex, isn't it?
Verbal sex.
Yeah. The nastiness. If you want to reach out to us, reach out to us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. And I guarantee you before the end of this week, I will have a different email we're going to start using.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have the ability to do it. I've just been too goddamn lazy. It'll probably be something like, you know, info@hotwifepodcast.com. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
maybe we want something. You know, I can make up one for you and one for me, but you'll be the one getting all the emails. No one wants to talk to me.
Oh, that's not true. No, just whatever the email is.
Yeah, we'll just do info, and it goes to both of us. So
as long as you check it, we're good.
But in the meantime.
Okay, in the meantime.
It's going to be hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Reach out to us. Comments, statements, questions, ideas.
All the above?
Yeah, I'd love to hear from
you. Your experiences with Spunk Loop?
Yeah, like we have one guy who likes to send us jokes. Love that.
Love that.
Our buddy Steven has been really busy at work. So
I'm
starting to think that the number one spot is up for grabs.
Okay.
You know?
It's up for grabs.
For a while,
you guys were having a regular bromance.
I'm telling you what, if I was gay, he'd be in trouble.
Yeah, he is a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's no me.
Oh, well, you know, hon, the few people are. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you can see me rolling my eyes,
they can hear it.
They can hear me rolling my eyes on the podcast. Yep, hon, you're all that and a bag of greasy, disgusting potato chips. But there you go.
Another kind rather. And if you want to see who Donna is doing, go to
hotwifedonnalynn.com, and that actually takes you to all my links page, and then all the platforms I'm on, including the podcast, is there too. So check it out. I'm constantly uploading things.
Yeah,
You can also check out Spunk Lube.
Absolutely. Like we said in the last podcast, I even used it in the last video because it was really great to get him to get hard again because it was like a little bit of a lull and I could really stroke him and that really helped. And it was very nice, actually. Got things rolling again. So that was handy.
To spunkloop.com and you won't regret it. It's a great product, non-sticky. And when you get to the checkout area, if you type in Hot Wife, all one word, in the discount code, you should get 10% off your order.
Nice.
So
very nice.
The other thing is, please check out the magazine we put together, the online publication. It's free. It'll always be free. It is called 50 Shades of Pleasure. That's F-I-F-T-Y, Shades of Pleasure, .com. And there's three issues up there, and I am currently working on the April issue, which will be go live April 1st, maybe sooner, but definitely by April 1st.
No April Fool's jokes
jokes here.
No. You're such a jokester, so, you know, with you, I never know. I really never know.
That's going to come out.
You even played a joke on me earlier tonight, but we'll get that? To that. Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that, mister.
anyway, yeah, check that out. And again, if you want to contribute to that, love to have people write articles, stories, experiences,
submit pictures.
Whatever. Yeah,
we can have
we don't really have any nudity. I mean, this issue, the letter from the editor, which is you, actually is a picture I did of you on the beach. So there is some nipple in this one.
Heaven forbid.
Nipples a flaring.
Oh.
So
you want to keep all the pictures like PG? Well, sexy, but PG.
If we're going to get pictures, I'm going to need a model release, an ID.
Never mind.
None of that will be shared with anything, but technically, just by to verify law, I have that to everybody's. Have that they're right. Cognitive that you did it and they are.
Oh, God.
The stuff knowingly.
What a pain in the ass. Okay, never mind.
There's too much child porn and too much people
doing things underhanded. I get it. Anyway, I get it. Ruin it for everybody. Thanks, guys.
Took a simple plug and made it into a long story, didn't
it? Sure.
So,
sorry about that.
So tonight's topic is?
What was tonight's topic? We had like a bunch of
swinger weddings.
Oh, swinger weddings. That's right. We had a bunch of things that were in the mix. And
yeah.
Yeah, we did not have a swinger wedding.
No.
For all kinds of reasons.
No.
No.
Well, the first thing they tell you that we've seen online, some people saying, is if you're going to have a swinger wedding, have two weddings.
Right.
Have one for your family and friends that aren't in the lifestyle.
Yep.
And then maybe have one that is more swinger friendly.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, or I mean,
instead of going on a honeymoon, you have
if you're
another
a nudist,
swinger.
Would you invite your family to the nudist camp?
Oh, no, hell no. That's gross.
Well, there are, but in all fairness, there are some families that practice that. I mean, swingers and nudists are two different things completely. They do have an overlap area, but for the most part, they're two separate things.
That's true. There's a lot of family friendly nudist.
The true diehard nudist, they have no problem seeing family naked. It's not a sexual thing.
Right, exactly. I have a hard time. I don't want to have to unsee these things. Because once you see them, you can't unsee them. It's like,
Uncle Ralph was naked.
Oh, God, he had to lift up his belly.
Yeah, no. You got to have seat covers for all this chair.
Oh, that's just so wrong. I'm sure he's a very lovely person.
Oh, great person. But anyway.
But you don't want to see him naked.
No. No.
Now,
as I get older, the list of people I want to see naked is diminishing.
The list of people that you could actually see naked is diminishing.
Oh, I'd make sure I left my reading glasses at home.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd take a bag full of dog hair and then like rub it near my eyes.
Oh, yes, your eyes swell up.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's always celebrities and sexy people that are like, oh, I like to see them naked. But like people that you know in your realm or family, it's like, no, not even close. There are times I don't want to see myself naked. Come on.
So, well, that, okay, so that, we all know what a regular wedding is like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do, what would you see as your swinger wedding? If you were going to have a swinger wedding, first of all, would you have a swinger wedding?
Yeah, it would be kind of fun. But they would just like end up being like a regular party. Like, you know, you come in dressed in like something sexy. You start out clothed because that's always fun. And then, you know, once you say the I do's or whatever, and you start doing the I don'ts. Or maybe I will do. Maybe more I do's. I don't know.
I did.
Let's do it again. I did it once and I'm going to do it again. So, yeah, I mean, it would be like instead of a reception, you'd have like a gangbang, maybe.
Well, you know, the whole dance with the bride, you know, they give money to help the couple. Would that be prostitution?
Ooh. Maybe they Venmo'd the money.
Getting paid for sex is getting paid for sex.
I guess you're right. Yeah. I don't know.
The white she'd be wearing isn't clothing.
Oh, well, that's true. It would not be clothing.
That wouldn't be a veil of lace. It'd be a veil of semen.
So what would you do for something borrowed, something blue? Would the blue be balls?
You're borrowing some woman's husband.
There you go. So that's something borrowed.
And you're taking a guy who hasn't had sex in a while and getting rid of his blue balls.
So that's blue. Okay. Something old, something new. So
something borrowed.
Something borrowed, something blue.
Yeah. Here's a new guy I've never fucked.
And here's an old guy I've fucked a lot of times. That's terrible. We can defile anything that's sacred or not. Or not so sacred.
Yeah, but you'd have to have a residence, I'm guessing, big enough to do this. You're not going to go to a catering facility or a fire hall here in Pennsylvania
It would just end up being kind of like a house party. You know, you'd have like food there and stuff like that. And then like
how big a wedding would you have if it was a swinger wedding?
Well,
how many couples / people would you invite to a?
I think I like a manageable amount, so maybe 8 couples, so 16 people. That's very manageable.
Okay. You know, wrong. I'm just
When you go into the hundreds, it's like
I don't know
that many people that are swingers.
Yeah.
But, I think,
of course, we started inviting just all your single guys.
Oh, yeah. We'd be all single guys. Be a sausage fest. That's not fun. I'd have to have bridesmaids to help me.
Well, now there's
entertain.
An interesting aspect, too.
What's that?
To get bridesmaids, man, that would just be like a regular. Yeah, now it's getting a little more interesting.
Yeah, you'd have to have swinger bridesmaids, right? I guess.
Oh, everybody who'd be there would have to be.
Oh, absolutely.
In the lifestyle.
Oh, my God. I'm sitting on something. Okay, my cord is twisted.
Yeah, don't do that.
But, I mean, so that could be interesting. You don't want a bunch. You'd have to have some single guys, absolutely. But otherwise, you'd have the same thing they have at house parties.
Now, would the best man be the guy who's hung the best?
Whatever you consider the best.
Well, I would have to take your decision into mind because I have nothing to do with
them.
Like the person who'd be my best man normally,
right,
wouldn't be allowed to come to that wedding.
Yeah, his wife would not let him come any way you want to spell that.
Yeah, he couldn't show up or come.
That's true. So it'd have to be somebody else.
Because then the next party you'd be having is a divorce party.
Well, then it'd be the same thing. Do you want it to become a swinger divorce party?
Well, but you know, again, I'm saying, do you want the, you know, the best man to, you know.
Be the best man.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on who you define best. He doesn't have to have the biggest
be
dick.
What would be your favorite?
I guess that's what it would be. Like my favorite playmate, maybe.
You know, no pun intended. You'd have to have a lot of input with who the best man would be.
Oh, would I now? Or a lot of put in.
Well, same thing. You'd have input about the input.
Oh, wow, this is getting a little out of hand already. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so the best man would be like one of my favorite playmates. Okay, we got that.
That would make sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
I mean, obviously, I'd like the guy too, you know, but not in the same ways.
Of course not. So, what the maid or matron of honor be somebody you would like to play with, or like one of your favorites? Is that probably something like that?
I would see that.
Yeah, I could see that too.
I think that would be a twist on it. Is that I get to pick the maid or matron of honor,
right,
and you get to pick the best man.
Exactly. Oh, that'd be fun.
I get to pick your bridal party.
Oh, there you go.
And you get to pick my bridal party.
Oh, you're the groomsmen.
Yeah.
Ooh. We'd have to change names. They wouldn't be groomsmen
anymore.
It's
not a public event, dear.
I know. Would you still want to call them groomsmen? Would you still call them that?
You don't call them groomsmen by name. You just sit there and like, hey, Bob, hey, Joe.
Yeah, I know that. You know, but Sam, when they say that they're in that group, that they're considered groomsmen.
Well,
If
they're wearing a bow tie.
That's it, just a bow tie.
Just a white collar and a bow tie.
Bow tie. Just like the Chippendales, you know.
Yeah, well, bow tie could be around their dick, too. Yeah.
No, I like the bow tie up there. I think that looks kind of classy. So what would the girls wear? They just wear like a choker or something? Or like a lace choker, not like a BDSM choker. Like doll.
I think the girls could get away with a lot more sexy, like a bustier,
like a corset?
Corset or something, you know? No panties.
Yeah, just the corset. Oh, mm-hmm. That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Ah, I like that. I do like a little bit of clothing.
Because, again, girls have to be supported sometimes.
Well, it depends. If it is a waist cincher, there's no support. Well, if it is a bustier, then sometimes there's a little more support.
Yeah.
But, that might be kind of fun.
Like you talk about with your implants. It's heavy and
they're
hurts,
heavy,
you know.
Yeah, so you don't want to
having a little bit of support for the few hours of this wedding.
Oh, you know what might be kind of cool, and I do like the corset idea. I really do. But for people that have larger breasts, you don't want to be having them, you know, hanging around.
Sure.
I have that little bra thing. It has like a little bit underneath, but all the rest of the bra part is just straps.
Oh,
so you have
like,
some
like a demi
support.
Bra?
It's less than a demi bra. Bra would be like twice as much fabric. This is just a little bit of thing at the bottom, just to give you a little bit of support, mm-hmm. and an underwire, and then the rest of it that goes around the bra is just like a piece of elastic for all intents and purposes.
Yeah,
and that's it. It's kind of like I'm drawing it like on my boobs. So it kind of goes over your boobs, and then it goes up into a strap, and then it goes around your boobs. Like
you're really dragging this out.
But it's cool. It's very sexy, and your breasts are still exposed.
Sure.
So that'd be kind of cool.
That's fine.
I do like a little bit of clothing.
Again, you get the right corset. You know, it doesn't have to cover the boobs. It could just support them from underneath.
So that's called a waist cincher. That's a little different.
I'm sorry. I don't wear those
things. Some went above. Someone actually covered your whole breast. Someone like slightly below. Oh, shut up. It depends on how much breast you want hanging out.
You're keeping
this
interesting.
Oh, shut up. There's a difference. How much breast you want hanging out here, mister?
Depends how much they have.
God, there's just no talking to you sometimes.
But you do anyway. So
that's my mistake.
That could be interesting.
That would be fun. That'd be kind of fun. I do find clothing, just a little bit of clothing, very titillating.
You'd be in have a bunch of air mattresses or whatever all around the room, and that's symbolizing like the table. So a couple could be at a table, and you know, we have to go around and thank everyone. So we go over and just join that couple for a few minutes, then get up and go
join
to another
that couple. We kind of like pass ourselves around.
I want to thank you guys for showing up. You know.
Well, let me just suck on your dick for a little bit. Eat your pussy for a minute. Okay, see ya.
Yeah. Where's Vince? He's over at the bar.
Is that where the ladies are all lined up?
They're dancing on it.
They're dancing on it. I thought maybe you... Okay, so the buffet is when they're sitting there.
So then afterwards, after all the wedding, you go to a hotel room before your honeymoon, and you're like, I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up. No, we're not doing a honeymoon.
I think it's definitely something that the bride would get more fun out of than the groom because, again, how many times can you pop?
Oh, I could
get over how many times you potentially could pop.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You know? And I'll use our scenario. Okay. Right. I'm only going to be with the women. You get to play with everybody.
I know. I am such a slut. My door swings both ways. It's like one of those revolving doors.
There's no doors, it's just a doorway.
No, I have a door. It's those ones, those ones you like have to walk through and it's like a big circle, kind of like a turnstile, mm-hmm. that kind of a thing. It's more like that. It's not really a door, it's a turnstile. You know, go in there, take your number. Are you jealous?
No, no, I don't want to get married again. I'm just thinking of like, you know, who's on the bar and we're doing, you know, pouring liquor down and drinking out of the pussy. Shots? Yeah.
That'd be kind of fun. Yeah. I haven't done a body shot in like forever. There's not too many shots I really enjoy, so, you know, it would have to be something.
It's not about the liquor.
No. Well, it's about liquor. It is about the liquor. Come on, don't even go
it
there.
It is about licking her, not about the liquor.
Yep.
It's about the licky.
Okay, the licky definitely has something to do with it. Okay.
Yeah. That'd be a, wow.
That'd be kind of fun.
That'd be an erotic time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It would be. And it would have to be like people that are very, that meld well together, that play well together, you know?
Sure.
It would have to be like a close-knit group of people that nobody's going to be like offended.
At the party we go to occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Something like that,
you know, that
yeah.
group of people that everyone's remotely friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone gets along and accepts everyone. And
yeah, that something like that kind of environment I think would be great. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'd be a rock.
So if we
time.
Got married again, that's probably what we'd do. That'd be kind of fun. No. We could if we wanted to, which I can't see why we would, or it doesn't matter. You know, if we wanted to renew our vows, it's like, really? We can have different vows now. Remember the ones we read at the we got married in Justice of Peace, and it was like, you know, this is what you're going to read. Like, we didn't even come up with our own vows. We were just like, come on, let's get the fuck over with. I need insurance. I need insurance. I need it bad. Here, say this. Ba 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 ba. I do. Ba 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 ba. I do. Okay, let's go. That was it. It's like, I don't even know what we said. It could have been
I couldn't tell you. whatever needed to be said to keep it legal.
That's all. But now we can make up like new ones.
We're not the romantics we pretend to be.
Not in that case. There was just nothing romantic about it, which was fine. It was fine. It was like
nothing like getting married in a courtroom.
Nothing like
it. It's like when our marriage ends, we'll be in a courtroom again.
It's not going to end. Shut up. Well, the thing is, with our wedding, funeral parlor is more like it. That's definitely more like it. You had your clothes and you brought it out of the car and you're like, fuck, I got a green jacket and I have blue pants. You're like, well, I can't wear these. It's like, in the bedroom, you said it looked blue. Both of them looked blue. And then you brought them out of the car.
I've seen celebrities like, what color outfit you wearing? Oh, it's pink. No, that's green. What? This like what depends on your eyes. It's like, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I was a trendsetter way before that.
Well, so you didn't even wear the jacket. You're like, just a shirt and tie. That's
it. It's like fucking Justice of Peace.
Oh, right? Yeah, we didn't.
So, but yeah, no, that would be erotic, a swinger wedding.
And then have like erotic vows too. I promise to eat your ass anytime. I knew it. I did that deliberately.
I promise to give you 3 hours of anal fisting every night.
Yeah, see? It'd be so much fun. It'd be so much fun. Yeah. Little jokesters that we are.
Something like that, yeah. But, that could be,
What kind of gifts would you give? I mean, like,
maybe. Well, nothing. I'd be the groom.
Well, I mean, like, no, okay.
Oh, obviously, it's all going to be sexual stuff. You'd be getting more vibrators than you already.
Oh, I know. I already have so many. Maybe someone would get me a Sibian. That might be kind of fun.
Sibian? Wow.
Yeah, I haven't been on one in a long time.
You think we have rich friends?
It depends on what style.
Okay.
I always own that one.
Yeah, some of those things are like $1,000 plus.
Yeah, $1,500.
Maybe they all pitch in together and make it one gift. But you've always said Sibians are too strong.
Well, maybe because the guy that was using it, remember, he was kind of a sadist. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, oh, this feels really good. And be like, meh. He'd crank it up and be like, wow. He just wanted to see me scream. That was it. He just wanted to see me be tormented because he would have it like really nice for a bit. I'm like, okay, that feels really good. And then he's like, I can't have that.
Yeah. Crank can't that have bit. You enjoying yourself.
No. I want you screaming in agony.
Yeah.
That was good. Fun, though. It was a good time, but yeah, it was different, really different. But something like that. I'm not saying that gift in particular, but something like that.
Well, they'd be, obviously, would be sexual gifts.
Yeah.
Lingerie or sex toys or.
Or erotic massages or edible body paints or.
That's another section you could have in the wedding is some massage tables out there and stuff.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
What would the DJ play?
Who would be listening to the
probably
music?
Probably himself.
he'd be scratching the records with his dick, you know. You know, they kind of like take the records and kind of move them around. He'd have his dick and be wiggling on the
Now records. You're assuming he's got a big dick. If he doesn't, he'll be laying on top of the turn. And now everything's digital, so there's nothing to scratch.
Oh, that's true. Oh, it just took all the fun out of it for me. Damn.
Well, he'd be playing songs like Dirty Girlfriend. And
Yeah. You know, all those.
A lot of Nickelback.
A lot of Nickelback songs, you know, porn star dancing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Swinger wedding could be cool.
Yeah, it actually could be kind of fun, you know, depending on the circle of friends that you have. And, you know, that would be kind of fun. Even if you're not getting married, it'd still be fun.
Yeah. So if you think you would ever, not that you're going to, but you might.
How do you know?
Send us an email, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know, would you ever consider a swinger wedding, or have you done a swinger wedding? Or a nudist wedding?
A nudist, yep. Yeah. We were invited to a swinger wedding once.
We were?
Yeah, remember?
No, I don't, obviously.
I'm going to try to describe it. There was a couple. She was this has gone back years. She was involved in the cleanup of 9/11. Remember, she had lung issues?
Yes.
They were supposed to have a swinger wedding. We didn't go.
Yeah,
because it was like they wanted to go someplace really far away, wasn't it? It was
they were going to the Caribbean or something.
Yeah, and I was like, I think
they went to
hedonism
or something.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not. Didn't have the money for that.
Was paying child support at that time.
Yeah, you know what? And you know what? I don't think I'd want to go to a resort because.
Leave the mess there.
Yeah, but I like a more intimate setting. I don't want to be like.
You're not going to the church's fucking.
No, like somebody's house, that kind of a setting. That's easy to get to.
If you're going to hedonism. It's kind of what they do.
Yeah, I know. I just feel like that's so impersonal.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, and I yeah, like.
But again, you're an exhibitionist, so how's that impersonal?
Yeah, that's true. Huh. Well, if I'm going to be having sex with people, I want it to be people that I know and I like.
No, the general public wouldn't be open to it, but they might be able to watch, look in.
Oh, that might
but,
be kind of.
You know, it's
oh,
only
going
to be guests only. You're not going to have just, you know, open to the public and have a whole
Come
town.
Come on in. Well, I hope not.
Where are you the fuck?
You know? Can you imagine? So, yeah, that could be interesting to do in a hedonism or someplace like that.
Now,
sure.
You know how the best man always brings a ring out?
Does he?
Yeah, the best man, well, you have the ring bearer brings the ring, and then the best man's supposed to take it and then give it to the groom.
Right.
So I guess he'd have to have it on his cock, and you'd have to take it off of it.
With my mouth.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, it could be, like, hooked onto a cock ring.
Okay. Yeah, I guess if his as small as your fingers are, if his dick fit through your wedding band, you might not. It's like, no.
Oh, my God.
We're going to take a donation after him to get him a cock enlargement.
Yeah, so it would have to be because I hate wearing rings anyway, so
yeah.
I'm not a ring person.
All right, we beat this one.
Oh, I don't think there's anything. One more question. Okay, you've already done the wedding. And so you've already...
Don't need a honeymoon.
That's what I was just getting at. Do you need to have a honeymoon? Maybe just a honeymoon just to recuperate from the wedding.
Do you louse.
Let things drain out.
You're going to lay on the beach with your crotch in the air, let the sun dry it out. Hope your mouth goes back into position.
Yeah.
Get your jaw popped back inside.
His dick was way too big for my mouth.
A dick. Jesus Christ.
Well, some I have had dicks that are too big for my mouth.
Sure. So. I'm not one of them, but yeah.
Yours is comfortable.
Okay.
I'm not, you know, stretching my freaking lips out.
No.
You know, the last thing I want to do before I have sex with somebody with a bigger dick is like, okay, now I got to stretch and prepare because
well, you're supposed to be playing with beer can sometime soon, right?
Yeah, that's one thing I have to like really stretch.
Might have to get the dentist had to open your mouth.
It's like I have to get my biggest dildo that I have and use it because if I go in there dry without prep or something, it's not going to be pretty. It still might be fun, but it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah. Beer can sized dick.
It seriously is. And I'm a tiny person. I was surprised he even fit into any orifice, but. Yeah. You know, I had to stretch. I had to, like, you know, prepare and, you know, stretch. It was like I'm getting ready for the Olympics, you know. I'm doing like, you know, hamstring curls, you know, and stretching out the, you know, the hamstrings and the quadriceps. Yeah, it's when you bend your legs back. It's a hamstring curl. That's when you curl your leg back. And then you can stretch
obviously
them out.
I didn't know what that was. I wouldn't have
actually, that would tighten the muscle, but you know, you know what okay. I mean. I'm stretching. Yeah, I'm stretching
I know
here.
You're just
but you know,
killing this.
Shut up. I don't want to pull a ham. I don't want to pull a hamstring while I'm having sex with this guy because it could really be bad.
You
really
grab
bad.
His dick, you're pulling a ham hock.
I'm doing something. I'm pulling. You know, my mouth muscles might go into spasm, and then what? Well, then I'm really in trouble.
You missed that visual.
You really got my shit right
we
here.
We really need to start videotaping this. Wow.
Nobody wants to see that. Come on.
Oh, that was funny just in itself. So, all right. Again, thank you all for listening. Don't know why. But if you want to reach out to us, like I said, the questions, have you had one? Would you consider one, a swinger wedding? Let us know. Hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Again, check out Donna's stuff.
At hotwifedonnalyn.com. I'm always posting.
And don't forget to check out the 50shadesofpleasure.com free publication. And you don't enter emails. You don't do anything. Just go and read the article. So, and again, if you want to contribute something, email us. Let us know. So I want to say thank you, and we will talk to you later.
And have a great night, everybody.